Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our sincere condolences on the demise of the sister of Imam Hussein and the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Lady Zainab. May God's mercy and peace be upon her. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam Sajjad, the fourth Imam alayhi salam, regarding his aunt, the Lady Zainab. It's a very beautiful tradition, and it points to one of the beautiful characteristics of the Lady Zainab. In this tradition, the Imam says that my aunt Zainab was a person with knowledge, a woman who had been given knowledge, but who had not been taught, or who had not learned this knowledge that she acquired from anybody, right? So we know that the Lady Zainab, right, she was the daughter of Imam Ali. She grew up in the auspices and under the tutelage of the city, of the gate of the city of knowledge, Imam Ali alayhi salam. At the same time, so there is a possibility that she had access to, and she had learned much knowledge from her father Imam Ali, and also from, of course, from her grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and her brothers Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. However, aside from the acquisition of knowledge that she might have done with these noble personages, here in this beautiful tradition, the Imam indicates the fact that she also possessed another kind of knowledge, another kind of wisdom, which she directly took from God without having formally learned it. This is an indication of one of her special status. It's not something that all people have. It's something that we call in Islamic terminology ilm ladunni, knowledge which is taken directly from God. This is one of the beautiful characteristics of the Lady Zainab. We also have many beautiful traditions which have been related from the Lady Zainab, which can affirm this. Like, for example, when the caravan of captives from the Battle of Karbala was taken to the courtyard of Yazid, and Yazid, somehow indicated that what befell the family of the Prophet and Imam Hussein and his companions was somehow done by God to them, the Lady Zainab replied that we did not see anything in this event except beauty, meaning whatever occurred, yes, definitely had occurred by the hand of God, and God being a wise and good being, he could never perform anything but beauty, and there is a wisdom in the events that occurred, and ultimately it will lead to the best and the most the best possible outcome, and in an outcome which is in line with God's infinite wisdom and goodness. Right, so we have a great amount of respect for this noble lady, and for this reason we would like to again offer our condolences to you on this a most grave and most serious day of her demise. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading. your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.